from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's what I gotta stick to the wall.
Playmakers.
What's your kind in? Yeah, my slides in. All these diamonds. Fuck you, dog. Dog, wiping no clean.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game. It is the Abe TL Show. Abe Gordon here, live in the Kia Studios, and we are joined by the very rare in studio guest. Very excited to have Elijah Pierce here, pro boxer, OTX Boxing. I've seen him fight a couple of times, but you got an opportunity to see him fight on Friday night, the main event there in Atlantic Station, OTE Arena. The Wolf joins us in studio right now. Elijah, man, how are you doing, man? How pumped are you to get back in the ring this Friday?
Man, I'm excited. You know, I'm pumped up. I've been training really hard, and I'm just excited to do it once again. You know, I'm doing it at home, so finna put on for the city at ATL, you know, for the north side.
Yeah, so let's get into that, just the Atlanta aspect of this. You've had a couple of fights now at OTE Arena as part of OTX Boxing. What is it like for you to be able to fight here? And look, I've seen a number of these fights, and you're not the only person on these cards who has family here, friends here in Atlanta, and the crowd goes crazy for the local fighters. What does that mean to you to experience that in the ring and kind of the energy it builds and gives you into your fights?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, I take it as a compliment, of course. I mean, it just, it only adds to the experience, only adds to the performance. You know, it makes me want to be that much more dynamic and make sure I put on a solid showing every time I step out.
All right, it is Elijah Pierce, the Wolf, joining us here in studio, going to be fighting Jose San Martin on Friday night. Super welterweight bout. We talked about it, Atlantic Station. It is the main event as well. How do you feel about where you are right now in your career, the path that's developing for you in moving forward after this fight, should you win Friday?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, just to, you know, not just great, you know, it's junior featherweight.
Okay, my apologies.
No, no problem. It's 122 pounds. But, yeah, I mean, I feel – I'm just excited, man. Like I said, I'm literally a step away from a world title. You know, literally, this will be a great fight to solidify my spot in ranking. You know, so I should probably be number two in the world after this fight. So, man, I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, you can't stop destiny. You know, you can't stop what God got for you. God has been tremendous, you know, in my life. You know, he's blessed me with a lot of things, you know, as far as on the family aspect. You know, I have my son on the way. You know, just as far as my business is thriving. You know what I'm saying? I thank my business partners, Cairo and Ray. You know what I'm saying? The Faces of Boxing Podcast TV. You know, we're doing our thing, man. So I'm just excited for all the things that I've just been blessed with along the way.
I want to ask you about a chain you're wearing right now, and you're wearing a C4 Energy chain. I know they're one of your big sponsors as well. And, you know, when you think of the fight game, you maybe not necessarily think of C4 or really some of the other energy drinks out there. I'm a huge fan of C4 personally.
Me too.
But what is it for you like to – it does feel like it's a little bit non-traditional for an energy drink to be sponsoring in the fight game. And it's awesome that they're partnering up with you. They're also partnering up with OTX. But what does that mean to you that you are drawing in some of maybe the non-traditional outlets?
I mean, well, C4 Energy, I mean, one, besides them actually the taste being...
It's like, so good, man.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
So good.
Besides that, I mean... you know, they're just really cool. They're really cool. I mean, so they've been very supportive of the process so far. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to growing and continuing my brand. You know, the WXXLF, the Wolf Elijah Pierce, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to represent more than just myself.
I saw you through the triple X because a couple years ago it felt like the Twitter handle was 1X, and then maybe you added the 3. I was like, I hope it's still Wolf and that is not some other other pronunciation. I could look real dumb here, but that's all right. It is Elijah Pierce, the Wolf, joining us here, pro boxer, on Friday night, going to be in the main event, 122-pound fight against Jose San Martin. You got a 19-2 record, but your partner here on Friday night, he's got 44 pro fights, and I'm interested in how you prepare for a guy that's fought so many times, and you can kind of get paralysis by analysis a little bit because there's so much film to break down, so many fights to study. How do you weigh watching and studying maybe more recently versus what he's done early in his career and try and, you know, kind of juggle a little bit of each of those things because you don't want to miss something that maybe he's gone away from recently, but you also focus on what he's kind of doing now.
Well, really, my job, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do watch film, but I try to stay more recent, and I watch the recent film. But at the end of the day, it's not really my job to. It's really my team. You know, I have an excellent team. You know, shout out Team Wolf. All my coaches, you know, my management and everything, you know, they're the ones who really dwell in that space, and they just, you know, they make sure my father, he's my head coach, he makes sure to pinpoint specific things that the fighter does, everything. So my job is just, you know, is to show up, be me, have fun, and ultimately just put on the show. You know, I'm a real showman at heart.
Now, I don't want you to give the game plan away, so I'm going to ask you this carefully, and you can answer it as specifically as you want to, but in the discussions with your team as you prep for this fight, and I know there's still a couple of days left to prep to come, is there like one or two aspects of his game or your game that you've really pinpointed? Again, don't give it away. He might be listening. But is there something you've really pointed that you're like, man, this I really think this is going to work. This is going to be there for me on Friday night?
No, not particularly. The main thing in this fight is that I'm always learning and trying to grow in wisdom. So when it came to my last fight, I overlooked the opponent, and I ended up catching a knockdown. I got knocked down. You know, I got up and stopped him two rounds later. But you know, it was just another learning lesson in my career. And I think this fight, learning from that last fight, I was like, okay, well, this time I'm going to take a more humility approach about it, and I'm just going to have fun. Like, that's literally my main focal point, just to have fun. I want to have fun, showcase what I can really do, showcase my skill, and just show people how dynamic I can really be in the ring. And I think that'll kind of set everything apart right there.
It is the Wolf, Elijah Pierce, joining us here in studio, the Kia Studios here on 92.9 The Game, the Abe TL Show. You got a chance to see him if you haven't already, Friday night at OTX Arena. If you're not going to be able to make it down there, by the way, it'll be on DAZN as well. I know I've watched a couple of them on my phone while I've been doing all sorts of other nonsense, but I have been lucky enough to join cage side, press side, ringside, whatever we want to call it there. I've had a great time. I'm sure everyone else who's been in attendance for these fights has as well. I just want to say, make sure you get there early too, because it's not just your fight. It's a whole great night of fights. I know they've got the semifinals of the bracket going on as well. So it's a really fun, enjoyable night of fights there at OTE Arena. I do want to ask you this, a couple like nerd out fight game questions. Mm-hmm. You're fighting at 122.
Yes, sir.
What do you walk around at, and how much are you dropping leading into the fight?
I mean, really, it changes, to be honest. Like, it just kind of depends on the time frame of, you know, whenever the fight is, like how long I have to prepare for the fight.
Well, how long is your camp? Was it 6 weeks?
Well, this one was 8 weeks.
So if you're coming in at 8 weeks and you need to get to 122, what do you try and get to, let's say, that last push, that last drop, if it's just water weight? Are you trying to get to, like, 126 right before that last day?
Well, normally boxers, they usually be about 8 to 10 yeah, pounds out before, you know, the week of the fight, which I am right now.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm on point.
What's the heaviest you've gotten to just in your life?
In my life?
Have you gotten to like 160?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before. Yeah.
It makes me feel a little bit better. Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight right now. I promise you I'm not getting anywhere near 122, but I'm trying to lose some weight too. I'm like, man, I need some other people to tell me that they've lost like 40 pounds in a couple of months. That's where I'm going for.
Vacationing and having fun and just, you know, relaxing. Of course, like, you know, you're going to put on extra weight.
That's what
know.
Gets me. It's the cruises. I go on these cruises. I eat everything I can. I drink as much as I can. Yeah. I come back. I got to kick off 35 pounds I just put on in 7 days. But it falls off pretty quickly. That's all right. Elijah Pierce joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. For you specifically, is there a boxer you model yourself after, or maybe a few different boxers whose skill sets or tactics you like to borrow from?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, Floyd Mayweather for sure.
Are you going to complain about the ref and try and get a new ref on? Or is that just Floyd? Man, Floyd can do that. Okay.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Pernell Whitaker, you know, rest in peace. Muhammad Ali, Orlando Gonzalez. The Drunken Master, Emmanuel Augustus. I mean, a lot of those guys, you know, Prince Nassim. I like to emulate a lot more of the guys who display some showmanship. That's what I am at the end of the day. I'm an entertainer. So I'm a natural born entertainer at that. I mean, so I sing, rap, dance. Like, I do a lot of stuff outside of boxing itself. So it's just, I always love to entertain a crowd, period.
How did you get into boxing? I mean, you threw out a couple of names there, and not all of them are the guys that are in today's fight game. You talk mm-hmm. about some history of the sport. What kind of got you into boxing early on, and did you fall in love with it immediately, or did you have to work your way into that being a passion for you?
I definitely never thought I was going to be a boxer, to be honest. I mean, my father, that's what got me into it. He was a former martial artist and kickboxer. My dad, Andy Pierce, better known as Coach P. But, yeah, man, that guy, he was just, you know, he was a drill sergeant in the military 25 years, and he was just a natural fighter. And, you know, he just wanted a bonding experience with his son. You know, he didn't know how to fish. He didn't know how to do anything like that. So he just decided to bond with me over boxing.
So when did that become this? I mean, you're a professional boxer who's had, what is it, 21 fights now in the pro game. And obviously, I'm sure a ramp-up period before that. When did it click for you that it's like, oh, this might be a path forward for me, out maybe something that's not as traditional as everyone else's path, but like, this is real, and I'm good, and let's do this.
Yeah, it was actually my sophomore year of high school. I remember I was actually a pretty good basketball player. I was playing basketball. It's pretty good, and, you know, playing for high school team, all that good stuff. And then he was just kind of like, well, he talked to me one day. He was like, man, I think you should box. I just feel like it'd be more conducive to you, to, you know, your stature. You're only about 5'8". I'm only about 5'9". You're only going to get about this tall. You don't jump very high. I mean, you are a good player. You probably could, you know, get you a junior college scholarship and whatnot, you know, paper education and whatnot. And I just thought about it really hard. And I was just like, yeah, you know what, Dad, you're right. So then I just went with boxing ever since. And then I ended up moving to here to Atlanta to finish school. And then I ended up joining another gym at the time while I was living with my mother and my stepfather. And then I just kind of just kept going. It just became a passion of mine. And then ever since, that's what it's been.
A couple more moments here with Atlanta-based fighter Elijah Pierce, again, taking on Jose San Martin in a 122-pound fight on Friday evening, OTX Arena. For those of you who have heard us mention that is OTX Boxing. It's at OTE Arena. That is at Atlantic Station. It's kind of on the opposite side of the road, but you've all seen the bubble there. And it's a great event, and it's easy to get to right off the highway. Not too much traffic, because the traffic builds up right after, depending on which side of the city you're coming from. Parking's easy as well, and it's a really fun Friday night event. So I do encourage everyone to go, and make sure you get there early. As we mentioned, you're not the only fight. There's a number of fights on the card, so it's pretty fun. A couple other questions, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make a big deal about the status of boxing nowadays, and I know in a couple of months, or maybe it gets canceled, who knows. But you've got the Tyson return against Jake Paul. And a lot of people made all this noise about Jake Paul. And for a guy like you who is busting your butt, working your rump off to try and get known, try and get ranked, only to see guys like Paul kind of steal headlines. Maybe not respect in the game, but at least headlines. And you still also got like guys like Lomachenko, Kambosos, and Haney, and Fury. And there's still plenty of guys who are the legit boxers that are drawing headlines as well. So how do you feel about the state of the sport nowadays?
I mean, end of the day, I can understand the market kind of changing. You know, everybody's trying to find different entertainment value in it. But I think end of the day, it starts with the fans. I mean, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I appreciate all the people who are behind me at the end of the day, but, you know, we as a whole, I think the sport of boxing has included the casual fan a little bit too much, to the extent of where their opinions are a little bit too, they're just a little bit too judgmental. You know, they got to understand, man, you know, we're a fighter. We're putting our lives on the line. You know, we're risking it all to create our lives for ourselves, for our families, and everybody, you know, and everything else. So, you know, we constantly under a pressure, and it's like, man, you know, you take one loss, you can get X'd out, and those are people, they'll just continue belief in you and everything else. So it's a lot that goes into it. But I just think now everybody is trying to find a pathway in the game. You know, that, like I said, now they got this, what'd you call it? The what's that series called? With the YouTube boxers or whatever? I forget what it's
called. Yeah,
the Misfits. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
They got the Misfits boxing. You know what I'm saying? They got so
that one's a little too amateur.
Yeah, like, they got a lot of, you know, different sectors in the game now. So just, I don't know. I mean, end of the day, if it makes money, I guess it makes sense. But
a guy like you benefits from that, because you mentioned it a couple of times here. You're a showman, and it's going to take that. It's not just about the wins and losses. And yes, ramping up a 23-0 record is great. But if that has five knockouts, like, you're not drawing eyes. But you've got to put on a show. And a lot of times that show comes via the nice knockout and how that looks. But even without, if you're aggressive, if you're offensive-minded, if you get after guys, if you force the pressure, that can draw in fans, because no one wants to see a boring fighter, even if he's a winning fighter.
For sure.
All right, I have one last question for you. You mentioned your dad, martial artist and kickboxer, and you obviously now a very decorated professional boxer. Have you ever thought about MMA or another type of fight sport?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I actually at one point I was going to kickbox, and I was training to kickbox, and I was training to do MMA at one point. But I remember it was one particular day I was helping an MMA fighter spar, and we were just boxing, and he accidentally just, I guess, had an impulse, and he kicked me in my face. And I just remember I started beating on dude, like, real bad after that. I was mad. And then that kind of just...
You start seeing red?
Yeah, it just kind of drew me away from it. I was like, yeah, I think it's a little bit too much for me.
Fair enough.
I ain't trying to get kicked and kneed all in my face.
Fair enough. Well, Elijah Pierce fighting in the main event on Friday night. Again, you can see him at OTE Arena, OTX Boxing. Any final message to the fans who either will be in attendance on Friday night, or last word to try and convince them to come out and show support?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, like I said, I will be Atlanta's next world champion very, very soon. Like I said, I'm top three in the world right now. I'm making my claim. You know, I appreciate all the support that I've been getting. You know, I appreciate my team, you know, my management, my promotion. Shout out Viva Promotions and OTX Boxing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my management, Trifon Petrov, Jesse Tanksley, my dad, Coach P. Like I said, all my trainers, man. Shout out my business partners, Kyro and Ray. Like I said, the Faces of Boxing Podcast, TV. You know, I'm a part of that now. We're actually making some big strides, too, on YouTube and everything else. Like I said, we just partnered with Clarissa Shields recently, you know, the GOAT. So, you know, shout out to her. Yeah, just tune in, man. I guarantee I'm going to put on the show.
Well, look, this isn't the first time I've talked about you here. I know I've mentioned you and referenced you after some of the fight nights that I went to. But for those of you who have not had an opportunity to see Elijah Pierce fight, check it out on Friday night. If you can't make it, again, there in person to Atlantic Station, DAZN Boxing will have it for you as well. Elijah, certainly wish you a ton of good luck. I can't wait to see the fight and look forward to the progression of your career.
Yes, sir. The hunt continues.
There you go. Elijah Pierce joining us in studio. When we come back, the final couple of minutes on the Abe TL Show. Abe Gordon here live in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.